Sylvester McCoy, who was the old Doctor, the one who's going to take over from in the school, you know, he kind of, he's been a Doctor for 7 or 8 years. And he kind of took me through it, you know, the job description. Expect the unexpected, you know, and there's all kind of extramural things that go with, you know, the post kind of thing, which I'm, like I say, I'm only really just dawning on me now, and I don't think I'm ever going to be, you know, ready for. I mean, the kind of the off, you know, the spin-offs, the conventions, and the get-togethers, and the, you know, I mean, there's an inherent advantage, yeah. I mean, production-wise, certainly with a character that you can simply, and conveniently, it must be said, you know, morph into somebody else. So it's, in that sense, it's been easier. You know, one Doctor just takes over from another, no questions asked, you know. And in this case, and for this movie, we've simply done the, you know, we've done the morph and the special effects. You literally see him literally turn into me, and then I walk away, you know, with the role. The Master is his oldest foe, his oldest enemy. And, I mean, they're equals in the sense that, you know, their power, you know, they're Time Lords, they're both Time Lords. He's a rival Time Lord, the Time Lord being, you know, the character with the propensity for the back of the forth of the time. Like the, you know, Raphael, it's Lucifer. I think I'm right in saying that the biggest fan base for the show is in the US. There are thousands upon thousands of loyal fans waiting for this moment, you know. And I've seen all the websites, you know. And, you know, like I say, they're here, and it's there. It's what we call the sleeping giant in England. It's waiting, I think, for it. It's there. All they've got to do is get it. I'm sure.